Chef Chris Pires has been in Canada for 49 years and arrived here at age 7. He's proud to call himself a Goan. Chef Pires is a banker turned chef. After 25 years as a successful banker, he packed it all in to become a chef. He followed his lifelong passion for food, attending 2 chef schools, 6 days and 4 nights a week to hone his skills and obtain his certification. At Laison College, he studied classical French and Italian cooking, and at George Brown, he pursued his other passion for baking and desserts through their baking and pastry arts program. He also continued studies in Italian, French, and Indian cooking at George Brown. After graduation, he started his own personal chef business, and through relationship building has created a successful business through his website, foodinspires.com. Now, this name describes one, his passion for food, and the other, Inspires, I-N-S-P-I-R-E-S, also contains his last name, Pires. Very clever. His primary passion and business pursuit is to prepare plated, sit-down 3 to 5 course meals in people's homes, and more recently, weekly family-prepared meals. He's also very active with Loblaw's PC Cooking Schools, where he has completed over 500 engagements since joining the program in June of 2013. He continues to work teaching adults and youth with disabilities how to cook simple, delicious, and nutritious meals through a partnership with the Riverwood Conservancy and Whole Foods. And in addition, Chris also has instructional cooking classes at the LCBO and Longo's The Loft locations in the GTA and surroundings. Chris Pires has won many awards and accolades. Welcome to Radio Mango, Chef Chris. It's really our pleasure to have you here.
It's pleasure's all mine. Thank you very much for having me.
You're always very welcome. Now, it's very interesting, the trajectory your career has taken from banking to baking and cooking. How did the transformation happen?
Well, you know, you get to a certain point in life, or I got to a certain point in life where what I was doing every day just wasn't exciting me anymore. And I spent most of my life telling people, when you're not excited about what you do, get out of it and do something different. And my passion has always been food since I was a little kid. I grew up watching TV with my mom, Julia Child, Graham Kerr, all these mm-hmm. people that really inspired me to cook. And so I always thought I would one day be a great chef, and I thought my life would take me that way, but it took me a different route,
right.
But I'm doing it now in a much later stage of life.
You're a lucky man that you could still come back to your passion, right?
Very fortunate to have a wonderful wife that let me do that.
Good. Yeah. You're lucky. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of joining a hotel or a restaurant, which is what most chefs would do, you opened your own personal chef business. Could you tell our listeners and us why you chose this route?
Well, I think, you know, at the age of 50-something to do, I think I could go into a restaurant or a hotel and sort of be the top guy in charge when you're mm-hmm. so used to being the fellow that's sort of calling the shots would be a foolish dream. And mm-hmm. so I didn't want to start off washing dishes and peeling potatoes.
Yeah.
And so I thought the best route for me to go where I could truly live my passion or sort of continue to explore food in all ways, this was the ideal venue that a personal chef business would let me do that. I could go into people's homes. I could create great food. I could
different environments.
Different environments. Yeah. You know, it's all a matter of just keeping people happy. I've been cooking for family and friends for over 30 years, and so this was just a way for me to sort of do it and turn it into business, make a living out of it.
Great, and I must use this opportunity to tell our listeners that Chef Pires brought in fabulous chocolate chip cookies. Unfortunately, the man sitting next to me is diabetic, and I don't have a sweet tooth, but I did taste, and they're fantastic. Thank you. So now, Chef, tell us, can you tell us what you do as a personal chef?
So I prepare meals. I help people. Working with dietitians through Loblaws as an example, I work with dietitians to prepare meals for people that may have challenges with eating, such as diabetics as a good example. I prepare menus, and then I will go into their homes and prepare meals or cook them at home, and then they'll pick it up from me, from my house. That's probably the best part of what I like to do. It's why I got into the business, is to help people eat good, healthy, nutritious food.
Excellent. Yeah. So from hors d'oeuvres to desserts, you make it all.
Everything.
So you could come to somebody's house and do it, or you could pre-prepare it, or...
So most of what I do is on the dinner party circuit is really not meant to be prepared in advance,
right,
as a typical caterer of large parties would do.
Right.
Most of my dinner parties tend to be 10 to 12 in range,
okay,
and about 3 or 4 course menus. So
nice.
I actually come there and I cook it. And I serve it to you fresh.
Right.
And that's the best way to do it. It's mostly French cuisine or Italian or Indian.
Right. Yeah. Maybe a touch of Goan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
You get your own ingredients and stuff like that?
I bring everything. Oh. Yeah, I bring everything and I cook it. I cook it at their place, and then all the stuff that's not edible, like the spices and things, okay, I'll take back with me, because all the food I'll leave with the people.
Chef Pires, tell us a little bit about your website. foodinspires.com. What can one expect to find there?
You'll find a lot of different things. You'll find some stuff about what my menus are and what I offer in terms of the food that I can prepare in your home. You'll also find things, my musings and ramblings of a passionate foodie, which is in my food blogs and the recipes. You have to read through them to understand where I'm coming from with a recipe. I try to simplify things as much as possible, not because I try to, because people can't cook them. No videos yet. I'm working on those things. My kids are sort of bringing me into that whole process. But no videos as yet. But but a lot of different stuff.
That's good. You have won many awards and accolades. What is the award that you are still hoping to win, and why?
Wow, that's a tough one.
First, tell us about your awards. Which ones you won? Yeah.
So I won a couple of awards my first year out. I just graduated from chef school and set up the business Food Inspires, and my wife said to me, "Oh, there's this contest on at this food and wine festival. You should enter it." And I thought, "Well, I've got nothing to do. My business had just begun," and I said, "Sure, let's do it." And it was actually for a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich, and I thought, really? I spent all this time in chef school to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Come on.
But there's an art there.
There is an art. And it was a free-form thing. And so I thought, okay, I've got the time off. And it was a Monday when she told me. And the deadline was Tuesday at 5. So I quickly ran to the store, picked up some items, and made two different versions. And I just learned how to make Indian flatbreads. So I thought, let's put this grilled cheese on flatbread.
Ah.
And then let's use some things like goat cheese and maple syrup. And then let's use pea meal bacon. And so I did a couple of different versions, and I asked my wife and my dad, who was with me at the time, which ones do you like best? And they both pointed to this Batura version, which is on my website. And so I made the flat.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, I was one of the finalists, and then I actually won the contest. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then I also won an award for a pork belly appetizer.
Wow.
Pork
Alan
belly
will
is
love
a fan.
That.
Oh, there you go.
Alan is a pork man.
Anything with pork is a good thing, I think. But this was a great appetizer, and it was spiced, because I like things really hot and spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a spiced pork appetizer. But, you asked me a question like that. I think probably what I'd really like to do is win something for blogging. Blogging has become such a huge part of my life, my food blogs.
Oh.
There's a way that you write, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on it from people that I do write for. I work for some other companies, and I blog for them.
Wow.
And they surprised me with some of the items that I truly believe in, because otherwise I wouldn't blog about them. But it's a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to sort of expand that avenue forward. Never lose my touch with cooking, because it's all going to be about food at the end of the day.
Right.
I want to demystify how people cook.
Yes.
Because people make such a big deal of cooking. I teach a lot of classes, and they always say, "Well, what's it? You're not following the recipe." Well, cooking's an art. You don't have a it's not paint by numbers,
it
is an art.
Once you know the basics,
absolutely,
then you can go wild.
Yeah, like baking is totally different. Baking is a science, right?
Yes, it is.
But cooking is the art. So cooking, I'll give you a recipe. It's a guide, And then, you know, my comments are my own comments on the recipe. I'll follow them to a certain extent, then I'll stop, and I'll start putting things in
there. One
that
peppercorn
flavor.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't need four peppercorns in that sauce. When you try six.
Or three green and three black.
Exactly, you know. Live dangerously.
Yeah, right.
So you're not looking for the Iron Chef, I guess.
No. You know what? I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. I love teaching. So that's a big thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
What, in your opinion, is your opinion of Goan cuisine? How much do you know about it? And is there a demand for it in Canada?
I think there's a huge demand for Goan cuisine in Canada. Listen, I teach in over 30 schools in the GTA. I've taught at Liaison College as well, and I've taught at different places. And I talk about food so much when I'm teaching, and people know I'm a Goan because I tell them I'm Goan, and I tell them because the last name Pierce is from Goa. And I do say to them that, you know, Goan cuisine is this, that, and they always say to me, why don't you do something? So I did. I put a dish in one of my classes called Some Like It Hot. It's a beef vindaloo dish. I chose beef instead of pork just because more people eat beef.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the biggest raves I get are about this beef vindaloo dish because it's a traditional Goan dish. I think there's a huge market for Goan cuisine. I applaud all the young Goan chefs who want to come up, and some of the masters like Sean Mendonca in Toronto and Mississauga.
Yeah.
My God, what a fantastic chef he is. I actually learned under him at George Brown.
Oh.
But he's absolutely fantastic, and he's got some great ideas, and he taught me a lot about cooking. But I think these guys, you know, they just need some backing to open up a nice restaurant.
That is the pity that we do not have a good Goan. There are Mangalorean restaurants, but
there's
not Goan.
And it's a shame because there's only one or two that I know of, and you know, then there's not that.
Mark Fernandez had started Bay Leaf and doing good, but then, you know, it's difficult to sustain.
So hopefully
one day soon.
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of young kids going into the chef business. The only thing I would say to them is that go into it because you truly love it, not because you want 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
Because you're never going to do it.
Yes, yeah. true.
I was wondering, you were saying beef vindaloo. I think people from India will come and have it.
I know.
I know.
Yeah. You try to make the majority happy.
Exactly.
Yes. During the break, you were telling us about how you came upon the name Food Inspires. Would you like to? I think it's very funny. Would you like to share it with our listeners?
I would love to. Just after graduating, we were trying to set up our website, and we were trying to give a name of the company. And I said to my wife, I want to have the family name in it. And she had said, okay. She says, let me think about it. I said, you're really smart. Come up with a name for me. So she went away and took her iPad with her and came back a few moments later. And she said, I've got it. I said, what? Let's call it Vampires. And I looked at her. I said, oh, come on. Blood-sucking vampires. Come on, for a chef. She said, okay, let me try it again. And I said, be serious. I need to get this name. I need to get this thing registered. And so she came back again, second time. She goes, I've got it. Let's call it Perspires.
Which is not bad, really.
Not bad, but really a sweating chef. I don't want to think about that. So then finally, I said, if you're not going to be serious about this, I'm going to come up with the name myself. And so she went away, and again, she came back, and she says, I've got it. Let's call it Inspires, because food inspires.
Third time lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said, that's a fantastic name. That's great. So, you know, for months, my kids at that time were 25 and 22, and I said, you know, your mom is so smart. You got to listen to your mom. She knows everything. She's so great. She's so smart, you know, and all this stuff. And about 6 months later, my daughter said, Dad, we got to talk. And I thought, oh, what have I done now? She says, I want to show you something. And she sat me in front of her computer, and she typed into the Google search screen, words ending in P-I-R.
Yes.
And lo and behold, this whole list of names came up. And I said to her, your mother did not do that. And she says, I'm not saying she did. All I'm saying is that it is available. And maybe we know how smart she is. But maybe you cannot tell
that
us every
smart
few
option.
Minutes.
That is a smart option. Now, tell us, Chef, we always give our guests 15 seconds to say anything they want. Is there something you'd like to say?
Very quickly, thank you both for having me here. Thank you to Kevin and Lizette, Dr. Kevin Saldana, who's a fantastic vet. I'll give you a plug there, Kevin, who put us in touch with
each other. And Lizette is a good cook.
And Lizette, who's an amazing cook and probably my biggest fan and probably going to be my manager one day when I get on TV. They're just wonderful. So thank you to them. And thank you guys for hosting me. And
would you like to give our listeners your coordinates, your phone number?
Sure, absolutely. I can be reached at area code 416-301. 416-301-9390. That's 416-301-9390. And my website is www.foodinspires.com. Food Inspires is one word, FOODINSPIRES.com.
Thank you so very much.
My
I know
pleasure.
You're a very busy man. And thank you, Lizette Saldana, for recommending Chef Pires. And the next time you want some guinea pigs, we are seated here. We can come
and
there.
And I will remember. No cookies and nothing sweet. Yeah. Okay, I'll remember that next time.
Thank you for the cookies.
Yeah, thank you for the cookies.
My pleasure.
Thank
My
you
great pleasure.
So very much.